Yes, sir, here we are with the Old Sage Brush Roundup, just 1 hour ahead of time. But don't you worry. This program comes to you by transcription for the Albert Laboratories, and the main round, the whole Sage Brush Roundup, opens at 8 o'clock sharp tonight in Carmichael Auditorium in Clarksburg. Before we really start things moving, though, I want to tell you something. There's no need for you to go around coughing, wheezing, and sneezing this fall. No, sir. If you're suffering from the discomforts of bronchial asthma or hay fever, just get yourself some Respirine. R-E-S-P-I-R-I-N-E. And if Respirine doesn't clear up your troubles, if it doesn't get rid of that coughing, wheezing, and sneezing caused by bronchial asthma or hay fever, why, by golly, we'll give you back every nickel you spent for Respirine. You don't risk 1 cent. If you're troubled with coughing spasms due to cold, wheezing, and shortness of breath, get a bottle of Respirine. If it doesn't clear those air passages of phlegm, if it doesn't give you the relief you have a right to expect, your money will be refunded. Your druggist has Respirine. Get a bottle tomorrow for sure. Well, we're going to start off with an old hoedown here. Get Ted Grant to come up and do the fiddling for us, and all the rest of the boys and girls to join in. It's Whoopie Liza Jane. Fiddling from way back, Ted. Thank you very much. Now, here's a boy that yodels, folks, and how he yodels. Smiley Sutter, and he's going to yodel one of his own compositions for you tonight, called The Sunset Lullaby. Smiley?
Away up on the mountain so high, there were two lovers so gay. Their love was true, it never could die. They were married one day. They were so happy together. A baby came to their nest. And now she sings this yodeling song when the sun goes to rest. Oh, dear Lord, sleep, baby, sleep. Mother is near. Oh, Lord, wait it, your sister. The sun goes down and evening is near. Daddy is sending the sheep. I hear a voice so tender and dear, singing the baby to sleep. Chime bells so sweetly are ringing. Hush, little baby, don't cry. While mother dear so tenderly sings this yodeling lullaby. Oh, dear ole sister, sleep, baby, sleep. Mother is near. Oh, yes, oh, ole sister, sleep, little baby, so dear. Oh, dear ole sister.
Thank you very much, Smiley. Thank you very much. Now, folks, comes the boys from Kentucky, Bob, Curly, and Bigfoot. with a cowboy song for you tonight called The Texas Plains. I'm proud of you. That was mighty fine. Now, folks, we're going to have our quartet come up and sing a little song for you. We're going to have Smiley Sutter, Ted Grant, Grandpa Jones, and Buddy Starcher come up and make a quartet. They'll sing Turn Your Radio On. Ready, boys?
I'm listening to the radio station while the mighty hopes of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Folks, this is just sort of a little preview of what we're going to do down at the Carmichael Auditorium at 8 o'clock tonight. And give you plenty of time to get down there and see our big two-hour show. Well, we're going to have a little boy and a little girl. I shouldn't say a little boy, because he's getting a little bit on that rotund side, too. Mr. Salt and Miss Peanut. Salt and Peanut, folks, and a little comedy song called Why Ain't I Got No Sweetheart?
I'll never tell.
He say I'm getting older and it makes me mighty blue. Maybe you can help me out and tell me what to do.
I'll try.
I'm tired of being a bachelor and I want a better half. When I start proposing, all the gals just laugh and laugh.
Ha, ha, ha.
Took a gal home one night, she had a lovely smile. We got there, she says to me, come in and sit a while. And just as I walked in the house, I heard her father shout. When he kicked me through the door, I was really quite put out.
Why ain't I got no sweetheart? I just can't understand. I always get the old man's look when I want the daughter's hand.
They talk no anything about flirting?
Well, I thought I did, but the gal married me.
You talk like marriage is a joke.
Yeah, you try and get a laugh out of it.
What have you got to say against marriage?
Nothing at all. I don't use that kind of language.
Oh, say, are you?
I had a gal named Nellie, and I said, be my Nell. And a place where she told me to go, I really cannot tell. I loved a gal named Lemmy, but she did not love me. When I said, be my Lemmy, she says, oh, Lemmy be.
Marcia.
I asked a barber's daughter, and that was one close shave. She got done massaging me, there wasn't much to shave. She beat me to the lather, and this is what she said. I think you need a tonic, so go home and soak your head.
Why ain't I got no sweetheart? I just can't figure out. I'll have no wife a-nagging me when I'm old and got the gal.
Say, last week a fella tried to kiss my wife right out in the street in broad daylight.
Well, I hope you had him arrested.
I sure did, for being drunk.
You shouldn't do things like that. The Bible says for you to love your neighbor.
Yeah, I tried that too, but her husband caught me.
You better watch your step. A divorce costs more than a wedding nowadays.
Well, it's worth more.
Oh.
I met a baker's daughter, and oh, I loved her so. She would not get married till I could raise the dough. I went to see her father. Your loafer's what he said. Get out of here, you make me sick. You're stale and you're not well bred.
Why ain't I got no sweetheart? It's plain for me to see. I'll never be a great granddad, and the gal will marry me.
Takes us now just about to the halfway mark here, so we're going to get everybody up around the microphone and get Bigfoot Keaton to tuck his fiddle under his chin and lead the boys and girls in a hoedown. If you're ready, Bigfoot,
let's have it. Thank you.